Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Joining us from Teamsters Local 986, we've got Chris Griswold. Chris, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. You're way out there on the other side of the country. You're in California, and you've got members from a number of different states out there. But you're working with our friends, Culinary Union 226 out of Las Vegas. You're getting some of those MMA fighters into the union.
Well, the MMA fighters approached the Culinary and the Teamsters Union, and they're looking at putting together an association for all MMA fighters. We're not looking at one area, one division, if you will. Mm-hmm. And they want representation. They want a voice at the table. They want to say at how the game's played, like any other worker,
right,
a unionized worker, and, you know, for betterment for themselves and their families.
Absolutely. You know, Chris, you know, I'm lucky. As a kid, I grew up in Pittsburgh. We had studio wrestling, you know, Bruno Sammartino. Anybody who's part of the labor movement here knows about Jumpin' Jack DeFazio, former District 10 director for the United Steelworkers. But, you know, while it was exciting to have studio wrestling here in the Pittsburgh area, and it was on TV, and we could meet and see these people, they didn't have a union, and that cost them a lot.
Absolutely. These folks, you know, they're working out every day in the gym. They're getting just, you know, beating other people up. And it's something that, you know, they have to not only look at the present, but also look at the future. Their bodies are getting worn out.
And, mm-hmm.
You know, in 10, 15, 20 years from now, you know, these people should have some sort of medical benefits, pensions. They should have something to look forward to. They're not only looking at the fights they're fighting today, they're looking towards their futures and how, you know, the shape the body's going to be in. And that's a concern of all these fighters.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even today, if you, you know, you talk to some of the people that are in the wrestling, on TV wrestling stuff, they're, you know, it may be choreographed, it may be scripted, but it's still like fighting a bull.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to think about, these people are taking blows to the head. You know, there are a lot of studies out there how this is going to affect them, you know, in 5, 10, 15 years from now. And this is something, you know, you have to think about. But that's why they need a voice. They need a united voice. That's why they have to come together. And these fighters need to come together and contact and, you know, get on the fighters' agenda, fightersagenda.org, contact us, so we can get more of a voice, united voice together.
And Chris, one of the things that you brought up is, you know, you guys are organizing them. You're helping them get organized. But it's not just in your neck of the woods or in Las Vegas. You know, this is a national thing. How can we help in the rest of the country?
Well, this is the starting point, getting us out, the word out, to get people, these fighters, to contact us on fightersagenda.org. That way we can contact them and get these fighters. More fighters need to be talking and coming together. As any organizing drive, we're at the beginning, but it's got to be a grassroots. When the fighters came to the Culinary and the Teamsters, they asked for our help. And, you know, we have the resources, we have the knowledge to bring this together. And it's all about getting these people to contact us and get the conversations going, because what we want to do is help them create what they want. You know, it's not what the Culinary wants. It's not what the Teamsters want. They came to us and asked for assistance. So we're here to assist them and build what they want.
Chris? Can you say that again? It's what they want?
It's what they want. It's what the fighters want. They want a voice at the table. You know, these guys are the ones that are going in the Marines, men and women, that are making the money for these promoters. They're putting all this money in the promoters' pockets, millions and millions and millions of dollars. And in comparison to the other athletes, because these men and women are athletes, compared to the other sports, they're being paid just pittance.
Yeah, it's like college football.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and this is a wonderful thing. Now, Chris, you and I, we've been around the track a couple of times. We've been doing this for a while. Most of these fighters, they're younger, you know, they're in that 18 to 29-year-old kind of It's a wonderful thing that they reached out, and you and the Culinary Union are providing assistance on this. But my question to you is you know, unions, you know, we're constantly trying to figure out how to talk to the young millennials. They're getting it. They understand it. How do we continue that messaging?
Well, you know, it is tough. It is tough, but it's kind of interesting. I think the young people are coming around and getting it. You know, we're doing a lot of organizing in the resort industry in Las Vegas, and the young people are talking about it. They're starting to have children. They're interested in their future. It's just not, like I said, it's just not putting money in their pocket today. And that's what it's about with these fighters. It's just not about putting money in their pockets today. It's about having a voice at the table, how the game is going to be played, having a say on how these deals are being cut with the promoters and the sponsors. You know, they're being cut out of a lot of the money that these promoters are just sticking in their pocket, and they see it. And this money can, you know, go to benefits such as health and welfare, as pensions. There's so many things that these people aren't getting that they should be getting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's a rough sport. You're not going to be doing it for 30 years. I hope. You know, and quite frankly, there comes a point in time where, you know, you got one too many busted something or another, and it's time to relax and go to work, you know, because after all, you did work on that MBA too. So,
it's kind of interesting. We have, you know, we've been talking a lot to a lot of the fighters that are retired that are still involved in the game. And, you know, they are looking back and saying, you know, this is something we should have done 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, at the onset of the sport, this is something, you know, they're telling these younger fighters, we really missed the boat. Don't you miss the boat.
Right. Absolutely. Chris, you know, I got to tell you, man, this is exciting news. I know between President Klein with Local 226 and yourself, you got a lot of people down there. You know, and of course, you know, it's wonderful going down to Las Vegas. You guys got just about everything in sight sewn up, although there's still some organizing going on. I'm thinking about our taxi cab friends with the steelworkers and others. You know, so it's a wonderful thing that you guys are doing. And we want to help. So you let us know what we can do, and we'll get that one done, okay?
We appreciate it. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak to you.
Not a problem. Hey, Chris, before you go, one more time, you know, if fighters all around the country, how do they find out about this, and how do we find out about Local 986?
Well, both, you know, the main thing is right that we're working on right now is anyone that wants to get information about this MMA organization, they should go to fightersagenda.org. There's a lot of information on there. Educate yourself and contact us. There's contact information. We'd love to talk to the fighters.
Absolutely. And, Chris, do me a favor. Stay on the line as we transition into break. We got to go to break, but I got a question for you before we go. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.